It's time to pack up my tent, so I thought we could pack it up together. Many of you in my setup video said there is no way that you're packing all that back down exactly how you brought it with you. I'm here to show you that it does. Every single item goes back in its place. When we camp, we never pack down the morning we're supposed to leave, because I just don't want that mad rush of packing everything down, getting off my pitch by around 10 or 11 a.m. We usually pack the night before. That way, we can just take our time throughout the day, putting things down, boxing things up. We can just do it at our own leisure. But in the morning, when everyone's up, dressed and ready, I start with packing down the bedroom, separate all the bedding from the pillows and the duvets, and then it's time to deflate the airbeds. Now, Michael is the best at putting these back in their bags, so I leave that job to him. The key to getting them back in their bags is just making sure that you remove all of the air from the airbeds. That's that job done, and then after that, I just put all of the dirty laundry and all of the bedding and my blankets into my vacuum pack bags. Don't take the air out of this yet. I do this before we leave. But for now, I'm just storing everything from the living room and the bedrooms in the bedroom just to keep it out of the way. After that's all done, it's then time to move on to the living room. Got two armchairs and a sofa to deflate. The armchairs are pretty quick to deflate, and then the sofa, there's three different sections to the sofa because it's not just a sofa, it's also a sofa bed as well. I mean, I highly recommend this chair. It's absolutely brilliant. We stayed on this camping trip for 7 days, and only once we had to put air both back into the sofa and the chairs. And then Michael's job again is just to get them back into their boxes. See, I told you we don't do things by halves. Everything that we bring with us goes back in its place, because I just like to look after our stuff and I like to keep it stored away nice and neat in its boxes. This, between us, did not take long at all. Did this around midday, and then we had the rest of the day to enjoy with the kids. And this is why I prefer to do it this way. There is no mad rush to get off our pitch by a certain time. Enjoyed the rest of the day, and then around 4 o'clock, we started to pack the rest away. Now I'm tackling my kitchen area. I'm just removing all of our food, cutlery, bits and bobs, and then packaging it back up. All of my kitchen stuff gets stored in a grey box, and then my stoves go back into their boxes too, and then it's time to take the kitchen unit down. So simple. Quick and easy to do. Remove all the parts from the top, shelves from the middle, and you turn it upside down, remove the Velcro that holds it in place, and then that's it. It folds down and goes back in its bag. It's all had a clean before I did this, so it's ready to use for our next camping trip next year. And it's just time to clean the rest of the kitchen area. I shake off my little doormat and roll that up. And then at the side, I've got a foldable basket there that all of our shoes go in. This is brilliant. I absolutely love it. Sort through all of the kids' games, give them a wipe down, and put them back in their box. Fold all my collapsibles, and it's time to put my table and chairs away. And again, another brilliant camping purchase. This table and chairs, you'll see it in a minute. It just folds down into nothing. Highly recommend it. So definitely get one of these if you're camping. So that's all clean, folded down and put away. It's then time to fold all of our camping chairs and put them back in their bags too. And then after that, the last thing that we need to put away is our carpet from our living room. Do take it outside and give it a good shake, and then we bring it back in and we fold it all up. That's a tiny little bag that we've got to get it back into. And best believe, we get it back in that bag. I mean, can we call ourselves pros at this point? I'm a perfectionist. I can't help myself. Just like things done properly. And then I know it's stored away in my loft, ready for our next camping trip. That's everything packed away, ready to play a game of Tetris in the car. But first of all, we've got to take down the tent.